Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Tried several times to get in. Amen. But we got in. That's all that matters. Amen. Today is day 11. Day 11 of our 40-day sojourn together, and we are thankful to God for how God has blessed us on this journey. We've passed double digits. Now we're making our way toward the midsection of our time of fasting and prayer. And I hope and pray you had a great weekend on this weekend. We certainly did at First Baptist. Well, there's a word from the Lord. And that word comes from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5. I want to read in your hearing verses 20 and 21. Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire fifth chapter, which I know will bless your life. Here begins the reading of God's word. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about God's amazing grace. God's amazing grace. Beloved, as we pause for prayer and praise this day, one of the things that I think is important to recognize is just how amazing God's grace really is. And I think sometimes we take God's grace for granted, that it's something that will be given or supplied to us just because of us. But if you think about it, God's grace is not stingy. God's grace is a surplus of abundance toward us. Think about that. A surplus of abundance toward us. And so God's grace is God's unmerited favor. God's grace gives us what we don't deserve. And God's grace is so rich and overflowing toward us that no matter how far we stray or even where we are struggling, God's grace embraces us and lavishes us in God's love. God's grace is always available. Hallelujah. God's grace is always available. So the relevant questions this morning is, what makes God's grace so amazing? And how does God's grace impact our lives? What makes God's grace so amazing? And how does God's grace impact our lives? Three things quickly that I want to give us. Number one, the law reveals the increase of sin. The law reveals the increase of sin. Look at the A clause of verse 20. The Bible says that the law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. This is very peculiar here that the law, which he's talking about, the law of Moses, was brought in to really lift up, to reveal, to show that sin was increasing. Now, the law was initially introduced to make sure that we had a guide to follow. So when you think about the Ten Commandments, the law of Moses, the Decalogue. It was to guide us on what to do and what not to do. But what the law became was a measure to reveal our ever-increasing sin, the ability for us not to be able to keep the law. And so the law was brought in so that our trespasses might increase, so that it might show our ever-increasing sin and our inability to keep up with what the law requires. So, beloved, with the law, it reveals our ever-increasing sin, but it could not stop the flow of sin itself. It just revealed, guess what it revealed? It revealed that we had a sin problem. So the law is good, and if you read in the other parts of the text, verse 13 says, to be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there was no law. So the law was about to help us to see and to recognize that we had a sin problem. But here's the second thing I want to show you in the text on why God's grace is so amazing. That while the law reveals our sin, grace remarkably overwhelms our sin. Look at the B clause of verse 20. It says, but where sin increased, hallelujah, grace increased all the more. Don't miss that. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So where there is the increase of sin, there is an even greater increase of grace to not only match our sin, but to overwhelm our sin. to overwhelm our sin. This means that no amount of sin, hallelujah, can ever outweigh, outnumber, or outlast God's grace. Are you shouting yet on the other side of the phone? This means that no amount of sin can ever outweigh, outnumber, or outlast God's grace. Because God's grace remarkably overwhelms our sin. Sin is always going to be less than when it is confronted by God's grace. And this is what makes God's grace so amazing, that no amount of sin can ever overwhelm, outweigh, outnumber, outlast God's grace. And that's the way God designed it. Woo! So sin, the law, reveals our sin. Grace remarkably overwhelms our sin. But let me give you this last point, and we pray, Lord have mercy, this is so powerful. The last one I want to show you, that this was all of God's, part of God's plan of redemption. This is all a part of God's redemption plan for us. That grace would remarkably overwhelm our sins. It's all a part of God's redemption plan. Right here, verse 21. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did y'all see that? So the bottom line is God has so orchestrated it that as children of God, through his grace, that grace would always overwhelm any of our sins because it was a part of the plan of redemption. The plan of redemption was always to show God's grace and how it overcomes our sin consequences. And the only way that grace overcomes our sin consequences is that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for us. And so this is good news, because no one then is beyond God's grace. No one is beyond God's grace. That if you desire to receive God's grace, that you can receive God's grace, because the price for your sin and the consequences of that sin have already been paid for. That's why we thank God for Jesus. Redemption means death no longer reigns, but grace reigns supreme. Now, I got to read this for you. Look at verses 14 and 15, and then we're praying. Verses 14 and 15 of Romans chapter 5. It says, "Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking up command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come. But," verse 15, I wish I had the voice to say it, "but the gift is not like the trespass." Hallelujah. "For if the many died by the grace of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many?" What that means, beloved, is that grace reigns through righteousness and is brought to us through eternal life through Jesus Christ. That means God already put the plan of redemption in place so that the remarkable ability of grace might overwhelm our sins. And that while the law reveals ever-increasing sin, no matter how much sin is in the world, God's grace is enough to not only cover it, but overwhelm it. It outweighs, it outnumbers, it outlasts. That's what God's grace is all about. Thank God for his amazing grace. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on this Monday morning shouting hallelujah and saying thank you, Jesus, for the fact that we recognize just how amazing God's grace really is. Lord, we thank you that you're not stingy with your supply of grace, but Lord, you lavish us on a daily basis with the unmerited favor of God. Thank you, Lord God, for pouring on us the grace that comes directly from your redemption plan. Thank you, Lord God, that the remarkable nature of your grace is able to overwhelm, Lord God, our sin debt and our sin consequences, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary's cross. And Lord, we even thank you for the law that helps us to reveal and recognize, Lord, when we have done wrong against you. But Lord, you saw that we weren't going to be able to keep up with the law. You saw, Lord Jesus, that it was going to overwhelm us as a human race. And so you decided, Lord God, to put in the mechanism of grace that no matter how far I go, no matter how far I extend myself, even when I stray or if I struggle, you're still willing, God, to give us your amazing grace. So, God, we're thankful this morning for your grace that yet abounds. We thank you this morning for how you continue to keep us, Lord, in your amazing grace. Bless us, Lord God, for just as grace has been given to us, help us, Lord God, to give grace to someone else. Because, Lord, you sure been good to all of us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you on a good Monday morning. Continue to walk in God's favor and in God's grace. And know that God's grace always will overwhelm our sins. And we thank God for that. Be blessed. Day 11, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Amen.